Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast, and you've tuned into the podcast portion. Now, if you've joined me before, welcome back. I appreciate you tuning back in. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, and talk about my podcast, share my podcast, so we can get our listeners and viewers up. So I want to send an apology because I have been lacking, like seriously lacking. I have not been a good podcaster the past few weeks. It's not because I'm lazy. I've just been booked and busy. And I know I said that on the last episode, the catch up. Like, I've just been trying to catch up, legit, and I'm still catching up. Still parenting, learning how to be a good mom, working while being a good mom, living, trying my best, trying to make it in this world. Let me just say this. So I definitely have this mindset where I need to have things together. I need to have this together, A, B, and C. By this time, I always have a goals list. I always have things that I want to conquer. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. However, I do believe I sometimes get ahead of myself or beside myself where I think, okay, this needs to be finished by this. This needs to be finished by then. Sometimes we're harder on ourselves than everybody else is. We're our biggest critics. I feel like I've said that before. I definitely have read it before, and I honestly do believe that it's true because I am hard on myself. I try hard, and I'm hard on myself because I want the best of the best, and I want to provide my child with the best of the best as well. So that's that. Let's see. Let me catch you guys up again because, yeah. So August, shout out to my Leos. Happy birthday to you guys. I took my baby, me, my mom, my baby, and my child's father. We went to Puerto Rico recently. It was a blast, a beautiful city, good vibes, good energy, great atmosphere, great food. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I don't know if you guys watched the series She's Gotta Have It. The first season was good. Not so much of a second. Let me just say the second season was kind of lacking to me. The third season, they could have saved that. But anyway, you know, they went to Puerto Rico, and that definitely gave me some ammunition to want to go. I had never been before, so this was my first time going. This was also my child's first time getting on an airplane. If you want to view those photos, they are available on Instagram, my Instagram, as well as his Instagram, as well as Facebook. No longer available on Snapchat. Should have caught it when it was on there. He had a blast. He did so good on the plane. I was so proud of him. I was really scared that he was going to be one of those babies that just cry. But really, he slept the majority of the time. So I was happy about that. A bottle before flight, a bottle during landing, and he was good. He was trying to play with the tray table and stuff in the beginning, but that's normal. He's just at that age where he's becoming more and more adventurous, and I just love it because pretty soon he's going to have a personality, and I just want to know if he's going to act like me. Is he going to act like his dad? I don't know. It's so exciting being a parent. I don't know what I was thinking before, because honestly, before I never thought I'd have kids. I was just like, whatever. I'm good. I'll be the cool aunt. But really, I was the first one out of my siblings to have a child, and now I'm the cool mom. I'm trying to think of what else. It's so much stuff that, like, I really legit have to sit and think. I didn't write anything down. I'm really just freestyling it today. I'm actually driving on my way home. First, I have to pick up dinner. Kind of wanting some Emo's Pizza. Shout out to that. yeah, I'm fat. I'm hungry. What else? So yes, we went to Puerto Rico. It was just a 2-day trip. Originally, my mom was just going to take my baby somewhere. She wanted to take him out of the country. And, you know, Puerto Rico technically is not out of the country. He had a really good time people watching in the airport. People think Walmart is bad. Believe me, the airport, it's some shenanigans in there. He definitely had a really good time laughing and looking and sightseeing throughout the airport. What else? Yeah, Puerto Rico was fun. What else? We came back to a full moon and like kind of bad vibes, bad energy throughout the St. Louis metro. Like, I don't know if it was just me or if it was other people, but me and my child's father definitely were like, what happened? Like, did something happen while we were gone? So much construction, so much traffic, so much negative energy, negative vibes, so much negativity in the air, and we just were not for it. We just came back from good vibes, positive energy, relaxation, and when we come back, people cutting us off in traffic, waving their fists out the window. It was hectic. Like, I had to take a step back and look, like, is this really happening right now? Are we in a movie? Anywho, the guy rolled his window down. It was pretty crazy. I've been keeping my sanity the entire August. I haven't been letting anybody get to me. I have kept my attitude on point. I haven't been feeding into any negativity, and I'm proud of myself for that. So kudos to myself. I need to congratulate myself on that, because I have bad road rage when it comes to traffic. When people talk crazy to me or look at me sideways, I'm always kind of ready to pop off, and I've definitely maintained my sanity throughout the month of August. So yes. Sometimes you just got to have a pep talk with yourself and just think, is it worth it? Is it worth your energy? Is it worth your time? It's really not, because obviously you're doing better than them. You're striving for excellence, and they're sad and they're jealous. So yeah, I just got to keep having those pep talks. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's been difficult for me, but I've been able to manage. So yeah, work. I've had some awesome trips. I was lucky, I'm getting jumbled in my words. I was lucky to just have one trip this month, under a few circumstances, but blessed and lucky to have one trip this month. I could spend quality time with my child, and that's exactly what I've been doing. Side hustling, ridiculous. Every single day, I told myself every single day in August, I am going to do a side hustle. I really need to, which this is a part of my goals as well. I really need to find an additional income that pays me on Wednesdays and Thursdays. I've got one for Mondays. I've got one for Tuesdays. I've got one for Fridays. I need one for Wednesdays and Thursdays. So I could have one Monday through Friday, consistent income. So that's important. If you guys do have some ideas or suggestions for me, please let me know. You could always email me, text me, call me, beat me if you want to reach me. All of that, hit me up on social media, in my DMs, whatever. If you know some good side hustles that you think I'd be great at, let me know. And vice versa, I'll let you guys know some things too. So we're going to take a quick break so I can put some gas in my car so I'm not on the side of the road, and we'll continue on. Okay, and we are back, fueled up, ready to go. My apologies. So, let's see. What else do I need to catch you guys up on? So, as far as my business expeditions that I've been working on, got quite a few projects. I'm currently working on an ebook that will be coming to you sooner than you think. I've been working towards my website as well. I just want to be able to offer more. I know that I can offer more than just talking and just more than a podcast. So I want to get my creativity afloat, which is another reason why I'm so glad I took that trip to Puerto Rico, because my creative juices were slowly but surely running out. And for me, I don't know about other people, but the way to get my creative juices flowing is for me to take a trip, for me to relax, for me to cater to myself, for me to take care of myself. That is what gets me going. That is what energizes me. So looking back on the trip, I suggest for other people a way to sorry, somebody, this Toyota Prius is always a Prius. Anyway, a way to really connect with yourself, refresh yourself, get your energy going again is to relax, take a trip, take care of yourself, do something for you. For once, do something for you. A lot of people keep thinking like, oh, that's selfish, this, and this. Okay, let me just tell you this. I know for one that I'm a very nurturing person. I know that I'm a good person. I know that people enjoy my energy. People enjoy being around me because I am a good person. I have good energy. I speak positivity into existence. Me just talking on this show is not a front. It's not fake. It's me in real life. It's my real life life. And that's, I guess that's why people are attracted to me. But to keep that energy going, which I like, I enjoy people for the most part. To keep that energy going, I have to be able to refresh myself. I have to be able to take care of myself. You can't give what you have no more of. How can I continue to get positive energy if I don't have the positive energies for myself? I can't keep running on E, hence why I just went to the gas station. Ha, that's a good one. Anyway, so a lot of people would say like, oh, that's so selfish. Putting yourself first. No, it's not selfish. And I have learned that. Honestly, I feel like I've learned that the hard way. I've lost a lot of friends. I've lost a lot of feelings. I've lost a lot of integrity, I feel like. Allowing others to come before myself. Take care of myself so I can take care of other people. Just like with this parenting thing. I can't take care of my baby if I'm not taking care of myself. I don't want him to see mommy sad or upset or hurt or crying or whatever, beat up or, you know, overwhelmed. I don't want him to see me in that state. I want him to look back and say, my mom was always hardworking. My mom was always determined. My mom did what she had to do. My mom was great. My mom was smart. My mom was creative. My mom knew what was best for us. I want him to have a positive outlook on the things that I am setting aside for him for his future, for my future. I have to take care of us. It's us now. And I honestly do think that having a child did take me out of that selfish mind state. So like I said, I do have an ebook coming out eventually, sooner than you think. I have been working on it. I don't have a set date quite yet, but I will let you know that it is almost finished. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. What else? Ooh, look at me just flying away. Let me slow down. Anywho, yeah, sometimes when I get to rambling, I get to flying and speeding, listening to my music, moving and grooving. I gotta be careful. Sorry about that. I'm really trying not to make this episode too long, but I'm also not trying to blabber on and on and on and on. I feel like I pretty much say the same thing every single episode. Speak positivity into existence. Keep a positive energy. Keep a positive vibe. Keep positive people around you. It's okay to cut people off. It's okay to stop talking to people. You don't owe them an explanation. Get yourself together. It sounds selfish, but it's not. Things will work out the way that it's supposed to. Don't stress yourself, don't overwhelm yourself, and don't take on any more than you can handle. You have to refuel. And that's basically going to be the gist of today's episode. I wanted to catch you guys up on my life. I wanted to let you guys know what was going on. And again, I want to apologize because I haven't been as persistent as I promised to be. But I promise from this day forward, every Tuesday, you'll have a great episode. And good laughs, good energy, good positive vibes for me especially. So if you guys have any comments, suggestions, or anything of that nature, please let me know. Hit me up. I would appreciate that. And that's all I have for you guys. So talk to you guys next Tuesday. Good night.